Proclamation number 6987, dated the December 8, 1957. Process of purification through strokes of fate. No matter how your earthly lifts shape themselves, they are determined by my will in order to give you ever more opportunities for your souls to mature. But you will only become psychologically fully mature if you faithfully accept my will, if you humbly bow down and completely subordinate yourselves to me. Then you will also experience my obvious help in every earthly and spiritual adversity. The aim of life is the spiritualization of your soul, the purging of all impurities which still cling to you, so that it can be completely permeated by my divine light of love when it leaves its earthly body. This purification, however, will not take place if the human being's earthly existence passes by without any struggle, unless the person lives an exceptionally loving life. Then the layers will disintegrate and the soul will have achieved its goal at the end of its life. But often it will still live to accomplish this process of purification through suffering and adversities, through personal struggle. And since my wisdom knows this, my love always takes care to help it to mature. Consequently, you will not be able to live your earthly lives in constant calm. Storms will rage around you, and often enough you will be despondent as a result of your fate. And yet you need not be afraid, you will be able to overcome everything by merely joining me even more firmly the harsher you are affected by fate. I am mindful of everything and you are never alone, even if you are earthly entirely on your own, even if you believe that you have been abandoned by old people. I will truly never leave you. And to be united with me compensates you 1,000-fold for the loss you suffer or have suffered. But you also always have to recognize me myself in every happening that comes your way. If I am your first and last thought, you will be strong, no matter what happens to you. But if you distance yourselves from me by complaining and grumbling and rebelling against your fate, then you will also get steadily weaker and the adversity will burden you ever more, because then there is no other available means for me to win you back, to make you bow down to my will again. I truly only have your best interests at heart, and nothing will happen to you without my will or my permission. But in constant contact with me it will be easier for you to carry your burden. And then everything that at first looked like an inextricable tangle will be beautifully resolved. And the soul will have achieved a great benefit if, during the greatest difficulties, it has not severed its bond with me. Especially in these lost days before the end, people are at great risk of forgetting about me in their hunt and rush for worldly goods. And if I want them to remember me again, then I can only employ such means which will shake their very way of thinking, by using hard blows of fate I've to put them into a situation of wit's end, so that they then will remember the one, who alone is able to help them. For their souls are still wrapped in dense layers, they have not yet done much to purify their souls, that is, they neglect to do unselfish deeds of love, and a different process of purification is therefore necessary to make the soul transparent enough for just a little bit of light, for which it will be extremely grateful to me one day. And no person is exempt from experiencing misfortunes, because I love all human beings and want to help them find their way back to me one day if they are still distant from me, or to encourage a closer unity with me whereby they can receive increasingly more strength to improve their souls and to achieve full maturity while still on earth. For I want them to pass over with a degree of light already, so that they will be spared the agony of darkness in the kingdom of the beyond. I want that their earthly progress should not have been in vain. and for this reason you humans should only ever see my will or my permission in everything that happens to you, and humbly submit yourselves to my will. Amen.